Well, most of the effort in electronic music is centered around a machine that was invented by engineers at the RCA Victor company. It's called a synthesizer, and I believe there's only one of it, one of its kind. It costs about $150,000 to make. I suppose that's one of the reasons why there's only one of its kind. Apparently the synthesizer is going to make it possible for those composers who have access to it to produce a kind of electronic music that I understand takes 2 or 3 months to do abroad here in Europe. They can do that on the synthesizer in about 2 days. You can do everything that they can do abroad, they tell us, but you can do it faster. Also, there seems to be no sound known to man that isn't reproducible on this instrument. It works, I believe, like a computer machine. You type the information into the machine, and the information is translated into musical sound.
Thank you.
using sound waves to investigate the insides of machines. In such an era, it would seem very strange if we just went on blowing into our pipes like they did 1,000 years ago. Something new is going to come in the way of the production of sound and the kinds of sounds we hear and the kinds of scales we work with. When you change all those things, you're going to get a new kind of music. Therefore, I think the electronic development, though in itself may not produce a music that would replace what we now have, it certainly should have some very profound effect on the whole nature of the sound that people work with. With all the talk that goes on about breaking the sound barrier and using sound waves to investigate the insides of machines, in such an era, it would seem very strange if we just went on blowing into our pipes like they did 1,000 years ago. Something new is going to come.